Hello, I'm Baka. Hi, I'm Debbie. You picked me up somewhere close to the parliament on Wednesday evening. Did I leave an MP3 player in your car? It's white. Did I leave a small MP3 player? It's like a USB flash drive. It's white. Yeah, it was in the evening on Wednesday. Yeah. Okay, may you please just check for me on the back seat? It's a very important one. So just in case, maybe it's under the seat or something. I understand. I thought it was in my bag, but it's only now I'm realizing I don't have it. Okay. I understand. If possible, please just check under the back seat again in case it might be there. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, in time and in source or fulfillment, the experience, the leader. So that now the insight shaping on the end product, that now the people who are serving, find that this is a lot we can gain from what we are. So I'm sure, as a member of the board, it would be a question of time to implement that on the people who are staying, whatever we do, they do to the best of their ability for the country and for the
very interesting that I was saying to Mr. Makondo that when Mr. Nanawasa said that he looked familiar, he said to me. But then, and I just went back to him that he can show me his name, because remember yesterday I was going to say, can you show me, can you show his name? I said, oh yes, I know, I said. But it's not that I don't know him. But I'm grateful for having one, fortunately, one of those people that studied in the sixth grade and had an opportunity of studying, getting to know him both. But above it all, because his sister is a neighbor. He used to work with my mom in the hospital, Susan Dobbins. So now I'm like, here I am. I also come from different meetings. So, welcome once more. You have alluded to the fact that you've got a lot of experience in terms of dealing with the language issue. Although you served in the board, different boards, the former Papa, which was a homeland, and the former Transkei, which was also a homeland. So you served in those boards. You have never served in Kensai, but I assume that because you say anything about them. Now, Kensai is a Chapter 1 institution founded in the provision of this constitution. So now it means the very important institution that currently perhaps, even if you, because you are a South African, you can understand that it has not been working so well. It has been on the news for the past almost 7 years. We have always been tap-handed, now I want you to explain to us at this panel your understanding of the mandate of cancer. And this relates to the South African Language Board Act of 1995 and the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. The mandate of cancer.
Thank you, Madam. The mandate of cancer is under the time and work towards the multilingualism. And then to finish all the languages do all what we can to try and improve, especially the African languages which were actually not on par with the rules of Africans. So, whatever is needed is that we have to try and use all possible things to try and improve and upgrade these languages. So that they are also soon to be on par with the other language that is now the English and art in all aspects. Brings about to one very proud that the Department of Arts and Culture has produced quite a number of multilingual dictionaries. So those multilingual dictionaries are of great assistance not only in the question of language, also in the question of the subjects for which they are the father of the language, which is one for them,
You alluded to the issue of mounting one thing. Can you also tell us that what is the thing in mounting one thing? Why do you think it should be a good thing to cultivate in both public and private?
I think what's
new
is the kudos in part of the our people are able to interact in the not only Africans interacting with Africans only, Africans interacting with English and African people, and also amongst ourselves that now the public is able to interact with the cities, able to interact with the soldiers, with the parents, and so on. And now, while the government in Jersey, what the Department of Commerce in Africa is doing with those multi-billion customers is actually assisting a lot of people. We are able to interact with our systems on the way of Panama now, a certain trend in Tokyo, in Jordan, we are able to see it on those issues. And then that encourages wanting in place. When we can translate or when we can translate, we are able to know what tends to be, what things what the tends to use. So that encourages money, which depends on the social impact.
Good morning again, Mr. Lanka. You have now explained the understanding of your mandate as a member of the Board of Pentel. But now, given the situation that you are now appointed, and you have vast experience in Isitosa and Sesotho, what set of skills are you going to bring to the board, and how will these skills be of use for the board to achieve its mandate?
Well, the skills which are with the time and the future of the board would be to plan and to be kind of responsible in one way, in the fact that needs use of funds, needs use of funds to receive all the people who are dealing with funds. For instance, I noticed that most of the people are not aware that we have such a vast, vast knowledge or vast personnel. the main equipment, multilingual teaching, which are being produced by the Department of Education. But in very few schools, are aware that there are practices. So it would be a question of time to encourage schools to think about these things, the people that the most people in most schools do have computer and digital skills. So if they would be encouraged to look at those issues, then can change where the question of what you need to do and do the thing. Then the problem is most schools would have tested. No, they are not solid. It's just a question of them knowing that they are doing the same way, taking them through human beings or at least say modern things which they will be available to watch. So that would actually make most schools prepare these opportunities. And that would be a step towards encouraging multilingualism. But I'm very few people know about that. They are practicing things when I ended with the ABCC in the areas of the Mozilla solution. They were surprised and were very happy. And then I downloaded them for them about 17. So all of those units have been tested. And then some things was to have a lot of things. There is information.
My colleague explained that in terms of ethical leadership, then that can be so easily lost on the board. And you've also explained your the skill set that you would bring. Let me focus a little bit further and ask what values are you going to bring to terms of board? And how will these values assist the board?
The values which sit from the 10 power commandments is mainly focusing on improving the languages of all people. So, it would be that it should encourage that communication that it can see that all schools should make use of the products which are being provided by the central government and also by the Department of Health. These are the things which actually improve.
To our experience as the digital community, we have found out that many a time conflict between the management and the board. So the board is the accounting authority. And you have management in institutions. And also the relationship between the institution and the department. How would you ensure that the relationship between the department and the board and the board and the management? How would you ensure, as a board member now, because you are in the meeting, you deal with the department, you deal with management, how would you ensure, because we have found out that sometimes the relations are not good between the structure.
So let me know, is this the Department of Arts and Council? Well, the question of the Department of Culture and what kind of
Responsibility. If you are going to be appointed to the board, as a board. It's an issue if you have been following ESA, particularly since 2012. There's an issue that pencil in chapter 1 in the literature. Chapter 1. But also, it accounts to the Department of Arts and Culture, particularly to the minister. There's a view that says that TENSAL should be independent from the department because it's a constitutional entity. It should not be accounting to the Department of Arts and Culture. However, as we speak, in terms of the law, the Minister of Arts and Culture has got oversight responsibility over PENSAL and is the one who appoints the board of PENSAL. On the other hand, PENSAL is a constitutional entity that accounts to this parliament in terms of the constitution. What is your view with regards to the independence of PENSAL?
I think regarding the independence of PENSAL, we could be very generous. Following the regulations which direct the Department to take over PENSAL, I should think we should be given that autonomy to be able to to attend to language, since many things are mandated to look at language aspects. So we could be that independence that we would like to come in the game of the government, and that we should attend also to provide that
thank you.
Mm-hmm.